Good afternoon and thank you all for being here today. As you can see, my topic is an approach to efficient data mining using database for monitoring data sources. An example in a community health and research setting. It's kind of long, but I wanted to make sure it kind of gives an overview of the project, because whenever we think about database, we think about data, access to data numbers, but this approach is for a database that monitors the sources of data so that you can get access to data efficiently. And data is, it's always data in epidemiology and in public health. This is my disclosure statement. There's no relationship to disclose in regard to this project. A brief roadmap of what I will go over during this presentation. I'll go over the introduction and background of the project, what was the main purpose why the project was developed, and the methods I used, the results obtained, a brief conclusion, and the challenges and limitations I came over this during this project, and I will share with you the insights I gained. And also, I'll take some questions or comments if you may have towards the end of the session. Healthy communities promote healthy mind and bodies. I'm sure we all are familiar with this theme by now. It's the theme of this year's meeting. And my project really ties and aligns with this theme because I cannot overemphasize the importance of data in public health to create healthy communities. Everything we do in public health, all the core functions, all the 10 essential services in public health, that everything is related to data. It's always data driven. And we know the resources are always limited in public health or in anything, especially at this economy. And we have to set priorities and we always make sure we analyze the data and make those decisions. But again, there are so many sources of data. Some are legit, some are not, some are timely, some can be accurate. And going through all those sources and finding what you need can be very challenging, time-consuming, and it's a repetitive process. That's why this approach, this project came into place. And I did this project as a practicum project to fulfill the degree requirement, to fulfill the Master's of Public Health degree at Eastern Virginia Medical School and Old Dominion University. And the site was Division of Community Health and Research under the Department of Pediatrics at Eastern Virginia Medical School. So the focus was local child health data. The faculty and staff there conducts community and behavioral researches, and they develop different programs, intervention programs, and do evaluation and statistical analysis with different organizations, in coalition with different organizations. So they are always in need of data, and every time they need data, they always go through the same vicious cycle of going through all the sources, finding what they need, and then filtering through those all the resources, and then getting access to the data. So one of the faculty there, Dr. Chesa Garvin, who is my preceptor, she came with an idea of having a database so where you can monitor different sources that the department uses on a common basis and that can be shared among the employees there, and mainly for local child health data. So the main purpose is to develop a sustainable database system to track, store, access, monitor, and update sources of selected local child health data so that the departmental functioning can be more efficient because they can promptly get to the data they need. So basically it's moving towards the ease of data retrieval from having to deal with headache at work, going through all the sources, to more organized resource which is shared among all the employees and you can get access promptly and then more focus on developing report and developing plans and programs. As far as the methods, because this was a new concept, there was no any set for guidelines or methods I could follow, so I kind of had to create my own recipe to plan and execute this project. So when I was planning, I formulated 5 objectives to work on with different action plans. First one was obviously looking into what kind of information is available. So I started doing online literature search on different databases. And then obviously with no surprise, the need of data in public health is inevitable. And surprisingly, there is huge lack of child health data. It was very difficult to find different sources of child health data. And again, this concept was really new. I did not find any organization which uses this kind of approach, which has the database to monitor the sources. Even if they use it, probably is more internal and it was not publicly available. So I could not find information regarding that. So the second objective I formed was to identify the key health indicators, because there are hundreds and hundreds of child health indicators. To go through all those indicators and find the sources, that was quite impossible with the time span. So I wanted to make sure I select the health indicators that's more useful for the division based on what's the research interest, what's the program interest in the division there. So I developed a questionnaire to collect information on their data needs, what kind of sources they have been using in the past, how they deal with the problem finding the sources. So I collected 12 responses. Most of them, 10 of them were in-person interview, and I collected 2 via email response. So based on that web research and consultation with Dr. Garvin, I identified 6 major categories, categorized the indicators into 6 major categories: demographics, preventive, access to care, chronic illness, health behavior and safety, and mental health. So each of those indicators has categories as the health indicators. So I started looking for data on those, data sources on those indicators, focus on local child health. The third objective was to develop the database. So for this, what I did was started looking for different viable database options and look into the pros and cons of those, and came up that Microsoft Excel was the best option, because all the faculty and staff in the division, they were familiar with Excel, everybody knew how to use it. And also for me, it was very easy to customize while it was work in progress, because I was constantly customizing, reformatting the database, and all the features like having multiple worksheets in one workbook, color coding the background, adding comment boxes in each cell, made it very easy to navigate after the database was formed and more user-friendly. And of course, there was no additional cost, because the department could not afford more financial burden, and this definitely didn't have any cost associated. The fourth one was to collect and organize data sources. So this was the most chunk of my project, where I kept looking in online for different sources and filtering through them to see if it matched with what the indicators I was looking into. Mostly I did the web-based search for this, looked into different federal, state, local sources of data, but also it was complemented by different in-person interviews. I did telephone interviews at Virginia Department of Health, because I was more focused into local health data. And also email with different professionals, data experts in public health. So I started collecting those information and inputting in the database as I went along. Evaluation is important for any project. I wanted to make sure this database I formed was applicable in the division. So in the beginning, I demonstrated that to the faculty and staff there, the draft, and obtained feedback. Once the project was completed, I did a report on asthma hospitalization in Hampton Road areas in Virginia. So I looked through the database and then chose Pediatric Health Information System database as the best option, and I was able to retrieve data, looking into database, made sure that's the appropriate data source I want to use, and I collected data for asthma hospitalization for the past 5 years, from 2005 to 2010. From Children's Hospital of King's Daughter. And CHKD is the only freestanding children's hospital in Virginia. So it was very appropriate, because I was focusing on child health and more local. I was able to get zip code level data, which I analyzed in SAS and developed a report. So made sure that it was applicable. So as an outcome, there were 2 Excel spreadsheets with a focus on local child health data. The first spreadsheet has 7 worksheets. This is how it looks like. So this is the first worksheet. It's labeled database map. It's basically saying what this database entails. What does each of the variable, the definition of each of the variable, and just getting more information on the source, like level of data. Are you able to get local data, state level data, just giving more information. And then as you can see, each other worksheet, the subsequent worksheet is the domain category that I categorized earlier. And the second worksheet the second spreadsheet has two worksheets with detailed information. I was able to get into 26 major data sources. And the first worksheet is just basically giving you the listing the source, the website, and what kind of indicators are available in that particular source. So if anybody is interested in that source, can go into second worksheet and get more detailed information on that particular source. So both the spreadsheets I had, it's basically the same information. It's just for quicker retrieving of information of whatever you're looking into. If you know which indicator you're looking into, you can go into the first spreadsheet and then see how many different type of sources are available. But if you just want to know more about the source, you can go into this spreadsheet and then see what kind of indicators are available and other detailed information on the source. So as a conclusion, this project, when I complete it, establishes the foundation for a sustainable and user-friendly database system. It's by far not a complete project. It's not a complete project. I think all the ladies know how difficult it is to find the right shade of foundation. So this is what I did for the project, for the department there. Laid the foundation, made sure it's the right shade for the division, and made it ready for makeup so that more updating, adding of the sources can be done. So it really has the potential to be a powerful data tool, because data mining can be very complex and very repetitive process. When you have the information there and retrieve that, and that you can share, it can make the divisional work, the work really efficient. So the applicability of the database was also successfully tested. Some of the challenges and limitation, as I mentioned, it was completely a new concept, because of which I did not find any information in creating the database, or even planning through how to come up with the plan, like what to do next. I had to start from the scratch, so that was a huge challenge. The second limitation was limitation of the sources of local child health data. It was kind of sad to see how less the organizations and the programs there are which collect the child health data. And we all know child health data, child health and adult health are different. If child health policies and programs are not based on child health indicators, it made me think, how efficient can they be, how effective that they can be. The third limitation was the limited user feedback. As the faculty and staff were really busy there, there were multiple hats, so I was not able to get as much feedback as I would have wanted to make the database for them. And the last one is obviously time. Time can be a constraint limitation for every project. And because it was just a part of my curriculum, it was I had limited time towards the project. And as I moved on to the new source of data, I realized that the sources I had were changing constantly. So somebody needed to update constantly, and there was time limitation for that. And overall, the big challenge was finding time for all the employees there to integrate the database into the way of doing business or into their daily functioning. Because it is true that adaptation to this database can be very efficient. They can promptly get to the data they are looking for because the sources are there and they can get some background information. But again, sharing that information among each other, to have a designated person who would go and update that. So finding time to do that, it can be a big challenge. That's a big challenge, and that still is in the program when I got in touch with them. That still is a big problem or limitation, a challenge. So some of the insights I gained are definitely lack of child health data. So I thought in public health, I know the resources are really limited here, but there should be programs, the organization should be utilizing their resources which collect the child health data. As I said earlier, child health and adult health are two different things. The children are in constant physical, mental, and cognitive development, so it's important to have data collected that's tailored to its child population. And again, data mining is a complex process, but an approach as simple as this is really simple approach when I thought about it. Although it takes time, it can be challenging to do it, but it's a simple approach that you can adopt in every organization so that the resources can be shared among all the employees. And it can be very time-saving because there is no duplicate effort. So if one of the employees knows the source of data, it's shared among all. So the other person does not have to do the same research and have all the detailed information pulled out from the database. And again, it can be inexpensive and it can be customized to whatever organization data needs. Whatever I did was customized for community health and research setting, but it can be very much customized to any organizational needs. So that's about it, and I'll take the questions towards the end of the session. Thank you.